It's the most wonderful time of the year. For sports fans, because it's when college basketball and football, the NFL, the NHL, and the NBA are all in season. Not to mention, we just played the World Cup. But it's also the time when three holidays converge: Hanukkah, Christmas, and Kwanzaa, which begins on Monday. And that's where the Weizmann National Museum of American Jewish History steps in with their Being Blank for Christmas. You can celebrate all of the holidays or none of the holidays at the annual event, depending on your tradition and beliefs. There will be kid-friendly arts and crafts, dance performances, an interactive drumming session, and classic winter movie screenings throughout the day. The ticketed event starts at 10 a.m. on December 25th. Ah, that's the sound of the holiday season. The legendary Eugene Ormandy conducting the Philadelphia Orchestra's version of Sleigh Ride in 1962. He's passed on, but the traditional orchestra holiday concert continues. William Edens will be the conductor for the glorious sound of Christmas, taking place at Verizon Hall through December 23rd. Tickets are selling fast, so if you want to go, get those tickets now. There's no better place to spend the holidays than at Longwood Gardens. They're so good at Christmas, they're bragging about it. It says right on their website that they have Christmas down to an art. And they do. There are lighting displays with music, holiday-themed florals, tree houses, live performances, and more. A Longwood Christmas goes through January 8th, but it's a popular attraction, so plan ahead. Given the weekend forecast, Frozen and Encanto might be just the thing to take the kids to.
We begin here with the big chill, the major winter storm set to sweep the country as we count down to Christmas. Some parts of the nation bracing for the coldest air in more than a decade.
If you're going to be cold anyway, you might as well be entertained. Did we mention that this is Disney on ice? Yes, it's Frozen and Encanto on ice at the Wells Fargo Center from Christmas Day through to New Year's Eve. Let's hope for some chestnuts roasting on an open fire nearby, because you're gonna need to warm up somehow. The show starts at varying times, and we'll have that information on our website, whyy.org/things to do.
I don't want a lot for Christmas.
It's not really Christmas until you hear Mariah Carey or see a holiday light show. The South Jersey Holiday Light Show is happening at Bridgeport Speedway in Swedesboro. It's a drive-thru, so you can bring everybody. Your auntie, your grandmother, your cousins, and them, everybody. It's just $25 per carload, and you can even bring your whole church crew, as long as they're in a two-axle van. That would be those church vans you see. You know what we're talking about. Just don't come in an RV. The light show goes through December 31st. To avoid Christmas music this time of year, but if it's just not what you're into and you want to support some local talent, head to Brooklyn Bowl, Philadelphia. Electron, Philly's own supergroup made up of members of the Disco Biscuits, Lotus, and American Babies, is performing there on Friday night. It is their holiday party, so you might hear some Christmas songs, but they'll be done in Electron's own unique way. The show starts at 9 p.m. We're heading off to find some mistletoe and maybe somebody special underneath it. If you want to know more about what you've just heard, or even more details about holiday events, head to our website at whyy.org/things to do. But with many venues closed for Christmas Day, we'll leave you with a little Chrisette Michelle. She's coming to City Winery next Tuesday and Wednesday for four shows at 6 p.m. and 9:30 p.m. Happy Hanukkah, Merry Christmas, and Happy Kwanzaa to all. Have a wonderful holiday weekend.
It's been said many times, many ways. Merry Christmas, Merry Christmas. Christmas to you. Merry Christmas to you.